I would like to do two things in today's presentation. And let me point to the subtitle, because I did add a subtitle later, A Critical View from Washington. What I'm going to do today is do two things. One, I want to focus on the regulatory actions that have been issued since the Macondo blowout and spill, which took place, as you well know, on April 20th. And second, I would like to discuss a few administrative law fundamentals and take a critical look of some of the actions taken by Boehmer since the blowout and spill from an administrative law perspective. Boehmer, as you know, is the ill-named regulatory agency that succeeded MMS. I refer to MMS as a recreational agency, whereas Boehmer is more of a regulatory agency. Before I begin, let me correct one slide that was rendered inaccurate by yesterday's announcement by the Obama administration. For those of you who weren't interrupted by 15 emails and news alerts yesterday and haven't seen the newspaper this morning, the administration yesterday issued a moratorium on offshore drilling that applies to the area in the eastern Gulf of Mexico, and that remains under a congressional moratorium, and the mid and South Atlantic planning areas. And this moratorium will be in place through 2017. The moratorium that was issued yesterday, on the other hand, does not apply to the western Gulf of Mexico, the central Gulf of Mexico, the Cook Inlet, and the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas in the Arctic.